Bava Metzia, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hay, 4-5. This Mishnah is really simple. It seems really complicated and confusing because of it, it's using the different currencies of the time of the Mishnah. So I'm just going to explain this Mishnah twice, once straightforwardly, just using regular math as we know it, which makes it super simple. And then I'll go back and just kind of work through the numbers and the currencies, the coins. So here we go. It says, Kama tehe hasela chasera velo yehe ba ona. The question is, if you're using coins in the time of the Mishnah, which have a specific denomination, you know, it's like a, you know, it's like says it's a $1 coin or it's a 10 shekel coin. But in the time of the Mishnah, the coins actually were made out of silver or copper, but these are silver coins largely. And then if that's the case, so there actually is a real intrinsic value to the coin. But even if, you know, the day that the coin is minted, you know, it says it's worth 10 shekels and it has 10 shekels of silver inside of it, over time, it's going to get worn down. Every time you use it, a bit of silver rubs off. Every day it oxidizes and so on. So everyone understands that over time, there isn't necessarily a full, 10 shekels worth of silver in the 10 shekel coin, in the time of the Mishnah again. But, you know, it still passes as currency because people are not trading it for its weight. They're trading it for the currency, just like we do today. In fact, today, no one even dreams of sort of silver backing the money that we're using. That's been long gone since McKinley and later Nixon did it all the way in America. So there's no silver or gold backing our money. Be that as it may, we still use it. So the idea is in the Mishnah, they're using the coins in their face value. The question is, at some point, you know, if there's so little silver relative to the denomination of the coin, so it's like a game of musical chairs. Eventually, you know, every merchant accepts it. It's worth less and less intrinsically, and eventually the music stops, and someone's left holding these coins, which say 10 shekels, but actually are only worth, you know, 4 shekels of silver. So then he's going to end up losing a lot of money when people stop accepting his coin. So our mission wants to say, how long are you allowed to keep on using a coin? What's the threshold at which there's too little silver relative to its face value that you can't use it anymore because really it's, oh no, you're tricking the people into taking coins which aren't worth what they say they're worth. So what are the thresholds? So our Mishnah is basically give three shitas. The shitas are as follows. Rabbi Meir Omer, Arba Isarin Isser LaDinar. Rabbi Meir says it's 1/24 of the original value. I mean, that's the threshold. If it was, so to speak, a 24... shekel coin, so then as long as it's worth more than 23 shekels still of silver, it's okay. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Arba Pundionos, Pundion the Dinar, he says it's a 12th. Again, that means if it's a 12 shekel coin, so to speak, as long as there's more than 11 shekels worth of silver left, it's okay. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shmona Pundionos, Shnei Pundionos the Dinar, he says it's a 6th, the same as the previous Mishnah. In terms of other kinds of unah, he says it's a 6th when it comes to coinage as well. A couple of interesting points. The first is it's a machlokus in Rav and Abai in the Gemara. If this machlokus in our Mishnah here regarding coins and like those three different shitas, 6th, 12th, and 24th, apply actually, the same machlokus exists with merchandise as well. Rava says it does. Meaning, according to Rava, our Mishnah here, which is Rabbi Shimon, says the 6th, is the same Rabbi Shimon Shita showing in the previous Mishnayos. But the opinions of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda are indeed that even Onah when it comes to merchandise is a 24th or a 12th as well. Abaya says no, coins are different. People expect a higher level of, you know, precision. The coin is a set value. You expect it to be within this band. And therefore, they're being more strict. Those Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda are being more strict when it comes to coins and other kinds of merchandise. The Shulchan Aruch ends up asking that it's a 6th for both coins and other merchandise. The Ramah, however, does say that it's a 12th when it comes to coins, so he's going with Rabbi Huda in our Mishnah, and therefore he's saying there are two different opinions, like Abai, so to speak. I don't think it really is a halacha lamaisa nowadays because it doesn't work like that anymore in terms of our coinage. Be that as it may, let me just, that's the Mishnah in a nutshell. Let me just go back and work through the words for you. Here's what you have to know to make this Mishnah make sense. The sela was the big coin in the time of the Mishnah, the big silver coin. There are 4 dinar in one sela. And then the small silver coin I told you was the ma'a. So the ma'a, there are 6 ma'a in a dinar. Then there's even smaller coins, which are really copper coins. That's a pundion, there are 2 pundion and a ma'a, and the isar is even smaller yet, there are 2 isar and a pundion, then not even mentioned in the Mishnah, the smallest of all, the old pruto, which is an eighth of an isar. Okay, so if you run the numbers in terms of isar, so an isar is one isar, a pundun is two isar, a ma'ah is double is four isar, a dinar is six times that, because six ma'ah and a dinar, so it's 24 isar, and a sela is four times that, so there's 96 isar and one sela. Okay, and now with that information, you can make sense of the first sheet of the three. It says, Rebmeir Omer, arba isarin, in terms of, the question was, kama tehei ha-sela chaser, how much can the sela coin, the big coin, be lacking and still be used? So he says, up to arba isarin, up to four out of 96, for isar per sela, which is four out of 96, which is equal to one out of 24. And says the Mishnah, isar la dinar, that's the equivalent of saying one isar per dinar. And again, if you do the math, there are 24 isar and one dinar, so again, it's 1/24. Now, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon give their denominations considering the pundion. So the pundion, I said there's two isar to the pundion, so it's twice as big. And therefore, I'll work it through with you. It says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, when it comes to the sela, it's arba pundionos. You can have up to four out of, and there are 48 pundion in one sela, so 4 to 48, which is a 12th, which is equivalent to pundion the dinar, one pundion per dinar, and again, there are 12 pundion and one dinar, so again, 1/12. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, shmona pundionos, he says, you can have up to 8 pundion of loss per sela, since there are 48 pundion in a sela, you're talking 8 out of 48, which is a 6th, which is equivalent of shnei pundionos the dinar, 2 pundion per dinar, again, in the dinar, there's going to be 12 pundion, so 2 out of 12 again is a 6th. Okay, fine.